Thank you for listening to the very first Make America Gospel Again broadcast, podcast. It is some kind of cast. We don't know what it's going to be, right? Jesus always said, I only do what I see the Father do and say what I hear the Father say. And so for me, it's figuring out, oh God, what exactly it is that you want me to do? Because there's so many people who do this out of their own motives, right? And Jesus said, and they said in that day, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I prophesied, I did this and that. And they'll say, be away from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. And so many times, you know, for me growing up in a preacher's home, my dad was incredible, but you are connected to a lot of people that you see in their actual lives. And you can definitely see why that is, you know, why that verse would come into play for who they really are, because who we are behind the scenes is so much more important to God than who we are on the camera. So for me, I've taken a sabbatical. I used to have a large following on Instagram and a podcast and these different things years and years ago, and I dropped them because I was like, you know what, God, I only want to do what it is that you want me to do. And so I had taken a sabbatical from any kind of motivation, and lately I have been just so troubled by what is going on in the world, the amount of sin, the amount of atrocities that have gone on. You know, as an American, I believe in a free nation, right? People are free to do as they please, right? And this might come as some shock to Christians. I have zero problems with people who live a homosexual lifestyle, right? If they want to do that, hey, you do that. It's 100% against the word of God. But if you've got two consenting adults and that's what they want to do, it grosses me out. I think it's wrong. But hey, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to pray for you, and I hope that you can see the light of God. So part of this that you guys are going to see is like what we take a clear stance on here at Make America Gospel Again podcast. Even people who are transitioning, or they want to call them transgenders. Number one, we are not going to uphold to the lie that people are, you know, if you're born a boy, you're always going to stay a boy. You know, if you want to dress up and play pretend, hey, that's great. You know, I'm not going to attack you for it. If that's what you want to do, it's America. You get to do that. But here is where I start drawing the line, right? And this is where we have to draw the line as Christians. And that is when it comes to children. One of the things that I really want you guys to understand is that we are 100% in the last days. Like, no angel came and told me this, right? No, you know, I didn't have a dream that said, hey, you're in the last days. I did have a dream that Jesus was coming. He was flying on the clouds. Like, he was on his way to us. Now, as we look through the Bible, it says, he says soon. He uses this word soon. And I believe that delayment is because he wants to get as many people into the kingdom of God as possible. That's his whole goal. Whether it's, you know, whether it was the prostitute who came up to him, right? That prostitute who came up to him and was at his feet, and the Pharisees, they wanted him to stone her. And he said, I accuse you. I don't accuse you either, but go and sin no more. And that's, we need to be calling the transgenders. We need to be calling the homosexuals of the world into the goodness of God, but also saying, hey, go and sin no more. But we have a very, very big problem in America, and that comes to our children. Now, I'm going to read you guys a verse right now from Numbers 35. It says, so you shall not pollute the land where you are, for the blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. In America right now, we have 1 million babies a year aborted. Yes, the blood of Jesus can hold certain things back, hold destruction, but God is a God of his word. There is no way that America, unless it radically changes, unless a revival comes, there is no way that America can stay on this course. We've also created a second sin, a second very, 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 one of the strongest sins that I believe that you can commit is, and even Jesus said it, right? One who harms a child, better a millstone. Better you put a millstone around your neck and be thrown into the ocean or the water, whatever it is. It's better for you to do that than to harm a child. So those out there who are harming children, like one of the people right now that we've actually written a petition against, which is Dr. Adam Levy in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can look up his record. Go to Make America Gospel Again on Instagram. The petition's on there. Please sign that. We want no more children harmed. He's one of Vegas's top abortion doctor. He sits on the board of, the Las Vegas Golden Knights Board of Excellence. How you can be a pedophile and be on a board of excellence, I have absolutely no idea. He's also a professor at UNLV. So if you would please go and sign that petition for us, that is one of the things that we are trying to do to take down any evil, right? Abortion is legal in Vegas. We can't take him down for killing and murdering babies, but he should lose his medical license for that. So please go to the and sign that petition. With these great, great sins that we are experiencing right now in America, there seems to be a very, very little movement, right, in the church. We're supposed to be a Christian nation. I believe that there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians, but they are not Christ followers. As a Christ follower, we are called to be bold. We are called to be bold as a lion. In Joshua 1:9, he says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Right now, we are in an election season, and I'm not asking you to love Donald Trump or like him. I've met him, had dinner with him. I think he's one of the most incredible people that I've ever met. Right? Out of a lot of people, he's one of the nicest and kindest people that I have ever met. And I am so grateful to support him, and he will be getting my vote once again for president. I'm not asking you to love him, like him, like I do. But what I am asking you to do is take common sense. You have Joe Biden, somebody who does not stand with Israel, somebody who is pro-abortion, I'm not going to go into all of his other faults and all the other things that he has done. I don't have to. His record speaks for himself, and if you don't want to take the time to look that up, whatever. But as a Christian, you have two huge stances: one, life, and Israel. God says, whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Whoever curses Israel will be cursed. With that being said, the choice is obvious. You have a president now, and I know there's no way, number one, Biden got more votes than Barack Obama. I thought Barack Obama was probably one of the most popular people. I didn't vote for him, but he was one of the most popular people I'd ever heard of. And then Donald Trump came along, and Barack Obama seemed, it's like child's play compared to the movement, the MAGA movement. But you have a very, very clear choice. And right now it is simple common sense that every pastor, every Christian, anybody who says that they follow Christ should be voting for Donald Trump. And a lot of people say, as a Christian, you should stay out of politics. That is absolute insanity, This is one nation under God. This nation was founded upon godly principles and on him. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, one republic for which it stands, one nation under God. This is God's nation. And as a Christian, you have a part of it. There has never been a free society, a free nation like what we have. We base all of our doctrine and theology off the Bible, of which we should. But none of those people were ever born in a free society. All the people that we read about in the New Testament were Jews under Roman control. They didn't have the say like we have. We are the people who have this nation. Our government is supposed to work for us. You need to be projecting your voice. You need not only voice, but with action. What can you do? What is in your community? Even if it's a small thing. For me, as a father of three, a multiple business owner, it is tough for me to find any time, right? But so what I do is I take my resources and some of our funds, and I put them into people who this is what they are doing full time. That's my gift that I get to give to the world right now. Until God says, hey, I want you to go out and do this, I don't know, right? So I'm injecting resources into people who are doing to do God's plan. What I want you to realize right now, I'm going to keep this broadcast very short. I don't even know if I'm going to do another one, right? If God wants me to do another one, I 100% will. I want you to realize why we're in the end of the days. Not because an angel told me, not because God told me or anything like that, but I want you to take you to 2 Timothy 3, 1 through, 3 or 4, somewhere in there. He says this. He says, mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. Now, I think we've just begun to see the beginning of the terrible times. As Americans, you know, I mean, if you've got running water, if you've got food, if you've got, you know, an in-house toilet, you are better than most of the world. If you are making $32,000 a year, you are in the top 1% of the world. I recently seen an article in Africa. There's a new psychoactive drug that is, the chemicals come from human bones. So there's an epidemic where people are literally digging up grave sites to get high, to get these bones. Like, I don't know how, besides all the evil that's being done to children, like, I don't understand the depravity to go dig up a grave, to take human bones to make a drug to get you high. Like, these are 100% terrible days. And I think they're going to keep getting worse. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, having nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over the weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. Isn't that 100% true about what our society right now is? Always, always learning information, but never acknowledging the truth. Another verse I want to highlight in there is 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. How many times are we seeing right now these self-help gurus, these spiritual journeys, and all of these things that where most people want to have this form of godliness, but it is just a false facade, 100%. I'm going to leave you with this. With these terrible days ahead, I want to take you to Proverbs 27:12. The wise see danger ahead and avoid it, but fools keep going and get into trouble. I don't know if we're on the verge of World War III with Israel and all of this stuff. It's a lot bigger than we all realize, with Russia and China backing Iran and all of this stuff. I just know that if something does go down, it can get bad very, very fast. With all of the people being led over the border, we have no idea how many of those are insurgents or whatever. Like, I have no idea. But what I do know is that if something does happen, it's going to go bad very, very quickly. There was a study done where if we were to go without power for 3 months, 90% of the population would die. 90%, 3 months without power. One of the things that I want to tell you guys to do, this is not a doomsday scenario. I don't want you to make you guys feel bad or whatever, but the wise see danger ahead and avoid it. For everybody listening, for your family, you should have at least 3 months of food and supplies. If anything were to happen, God forbid, I'm praying that it doesn't, but if it does, you do not want to be at the mercy of what society looks like without power. I mean, it could be simple. If you don't have any money, if you got very little money, you can live off of Top Ramen for a whole month. It's not going to be the most nutritious thing. Get some multivitamins, Top Ramen, get a bunch of water. I mean, that's something that's doable. But you, as somebody who is wise, you want to make sure that your family is taken care of, just in case something happens. So what I want you to really, really do, and I'm going to pray a blessing over you right now. And I pray that whoever is watching this, if they've watched this all through, I just pray that God would show them exactly who they are, that they were created for a time such as this, and that they would wake up to your calling. Because whether or not, you know, the end of the world is in 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, life is short and we never know how long that we've got left. And I pray that they would do your work and that they would do your will And so that when they do pass over into eternity, that is not by works, lest we should boast, but that they do have something to hand over to you, that their works would be tried by fire, and that they would have something in the next life, that they would have done your will. And so I just pray that blessing on them, that they would wake up to your calling. And I also want to pray over you too, that whatever you're going through, whatever's on your mind, I pray if you are being attacked in your mind by anything, right? The devil is running rampant. There's so many things that are bogging people down. I just pray right now that those chains and that those holds would be loosed right now in the name of Jesus. That whatever you're dealing with, whatever's attacking you, would be have to go away right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose. So I bind whatever it is that is keeping the person listening this down. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to thank you for even listening to this short segment that I literally put together in 5 minutes. I'm just speaking my heart to you. I may do something like this again. We may have guests on. I don't know. But if you enjoyed, you know, if you enjoyed this or felt that there was some truth in what I was saying, please subscribe and let us know what you think. I mean, we get so much hate on some of our social media platforms, and I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. But I just that kind of makes me know that I'm doing the right thing. We get a little bit of love, but all the hate makes me know that way we're on the right path. There's a lady in church who said, "Tell the truth and shame the devil." And that's exactly what we're going to do. Thank you so much for listening to this.